So you actually found some of the like comments.
Yes.
There's been articles written about this. This has been like spoofed by other
Yeah.
people. It's definitely mainstream, I think.
Right.
So what were some of the things you saw?
Well, like I said, that a lot of people were saying it was sexist. They're saying that the man giving, you never give a piece of exercise equipment as a gift, apparently, especially to your significant other. Was a lot of people were commenting about, you know, the fact that this woman was already in shape. It tries to, I mean, it creates a lot of, you know, anxiety and to, if you want her to be even more, you know, lose weight even
Like
she has no,
pressure.
yeah, exactly. And then it's, it, I, that was the main crux of what I saw a lot of debate was about how it was sexist, apparently.
You're listening to the Addicted to Fitness podcast, brought to you by Elemental Training Tampa. Now, here's your hosts, Nick and Shannon Birch.
Thanks for stopping by and checking out another edition of the Addicted to Fitness podcast. We have another edition of the Okay, Not Okay on this week's episode.
Woo-hoo.
And I think possibly you guys are aware of this topic. It is the Peloton commercial.
The most recent one.
Peloton? Peloton.
I don't know. I hear them say Peloton or
Okay.
Peloton and
We'll just be fancy and say Peloton.
Let's call it Peloton.
Well, you guys know we have a Peloton ourselves. If you've been listeners of this podcast for a long time, we've done
Had it
several.
for a long
Yes, we've
time,
had
4 years?
exactly, yep. And we've had several episodes dedicated to the Peloton. And now it seems that Peloton is under a little controversy. So we're going to do a version of Okay, Not Okay about their new commercial.
Bring it.
All right.
But first.
But first, you know what we got to do first. We got to do training recaps. So the December challenges have been set. We are doing 3 workouts a week and logging our food. How are you doing in your training and or ch challenges?
I am doing fine on the physical fitness portion. I've hit my minimum this week. That third one, I'd actually hoped to get in four, but ended up only with three. And it was a little bit of a trick to get in that third one at the end of the week. But that one was fine. The keeping track of everything, I started in the Lose It app and then I abandoned it about like halfway through the week in terms of like moving to something that I could just write down faster.
Yeah.
And I just started keeping track in my Evernote
Oh,
and just to
nice.
like maybe thinking I'll go in later and put it in my Evernote or my Lose It app. So it's currently just sitting in my Evernote.
Oh, I did pre.
Something.
So, what about for workouts? What did you do for some workouts? Any highlights?
I did one spin
On the what?
on the Peloton.
Oh,
Ah,
oh,
I did a
talk.
30-minute class.
Full circle.
Ah.
It's a circle.
Yeah. The name of the instructor just escaped me, but he is super motivational. He apparently plays the drums,
Not
I
the code
saw.
man.
No, it was not Cody. It was
I don't
I'm
know too.
legit blanking
I
on his
don't know
name.
too many of the other instructors. Jess
I
King,
She's one of my faves for sure,
Matt
but
Wilpers, I believe.
I like Matt.
Yeah.
He's great if you're looking for some like solid training. I feel like he's the best one to go if you're looking for a really good training. What is his name? This is gonna drive me bonkers. But yeah, other than that, I did a 20-minute yoga on Thursday, and then I did a HIIT workout on Wednesday. So it was
All
Alex
right.
Toussaint.
Okay.
What
Shout out to
is
Alex.
Alex is great. He is just like the most motivational person. You just like feel like you want to high five him throughout the ride. I
All
don't know.
right.
But those are my three.
Nice.
So
So,
some things, a little variety.
yes, I'm going to go. Obviously, I did hit 3 workouts. I'd actually ran. My back was hurting towards, I think I mentioned that on last week's podcast. So I babied my back for the whole week and just did not lift any weights.
Baby back. Sorry.
Ribs. So I ran, since we're coming up on our race tomorrow. You guys will listen next week to hear about how we did. I was getting ready for that. So I ran 3 days. I'm pretty sure I did 3 days. 3 days? Maybe. Yeah, I'm pretty sure I did 3 days of race running for at least, I did at least 2 miles or more. So I did that 3 days this week. And then I also did pretty good logging in my Lose It app. I was actually kind of comparing my calories, my caloric intake with my calories burned according to my Fitbit, and I was in a deficit most of the week. I didn't do Friday, so, and we went out on Friday, so it'd be interesting if I actually got a deficit on Friday. But in addition to those things, I also went and did a follow-up for my annual physical. I got my blood work back, and, you know, Shannon and I talked about this already. It's kind of the last 5 years I've had the same issues, high cholesterol, and then a low white blood count, white blood cell count, and some sort of other type of, I think, chemical or something produced by the liver. So it's been consistently low or high. Those things have been low or high over the last 5 years. So I'm going to do work a little bit more diligently to get my my cholesterol down. I think it's pretty much definitely a genetic thing, but I can work a little harder with my nutrition. Shannon's already looking up some non-pork or red meat related dishes, so I am willing to go with that. I'm probably going to cut down on the amount of eggs I eat a week. Not going to forgo it because I'm a big believer in eggs, and I think it's I know there's some differing conflicting information about cholesterol, if the numbers that the American Heart Association give are accurate or not, or if it's more complex than just bad cholesterol and good cholesterol. But I know my number is, regardless, is pretty high. So I'm going to work to try to get it down lower. I don't have to, you know, hit the number they're talking about. I'm not too concerned about that. But I am interested in lowering a little bit. So going to tidy up my diet a little bit. So that's what I got to report for my training recap. You guys, we outlined the challenges already. You guys, please participate in the challenges and send us your feedback and or progress so far. We've got a recovery pack just waiting for you guys. We're looking to give something away this Christmas. So let us know how you're doing on your workouts, 3 workouts a week, and or you're tracking your meals through any type of method. You know, we use an app or type of...
doing totally old school, and freehand. You can just be writing it down with a pen and paper.
Absolutely. So the main topic of today's podcast is, as we said in the beginning, our beloved Peloton. You know, I guess I'm probably tipping my hand already when I since we are doing okay, not okay.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, what's going on right now, and if you haven't heard yet, this is apparently a controversy. But Peloton released a commercial for the holiday season. Well, you know, that's pretty, seems pretty standard. A lot of companies do that. You know, probably the most, I don't know if cliche is the right word, but the big, the car commercials, the car companies, they do ones where they have a big bow in the front yard. The car has a bow on it.
So I feel like that's flipping unrealistic.
Every year, right? And never possible. Never, ever happens in real life. So, no. What Peloton did was, there's this commercial, it's a 30-second commercial spot where a guy, a husband, gives his wife a Peloton for Christmas. And we both watched the commercial. And I don't know, I don't want to assume anything. You'd correct me if I say anything wrong. It seems that she is genuinely excited by this gift.
Mm-hmm.
Correct?
I would say so.
It would lead you to believe maybe she wanted this gift.
Right.
Okay. So, and then the
she rest knew of, what she knew. Let's say this. Let's state the facts. She saw it. She said, "Oh my gosh!" And she knew exactly what it was, mm-hmm. which automatically leads you to believe that she's familiar with this product.
Mm-hmm.
Which, and the excitement behind it would also suggest she is happy to see the product.
Right. Yes.
Just putting that down there.
I'm regular Matlock over here.
I am.
But anyways, I was going to go with Sherlock Holmes, but I decided to go a little bit more inside and said Matlock. What do you think? Oh, what's the other guy? Columbo. Anyways, we're getting off the point.
Where are we going?
Okay, sorry. But yes, yeah, so as Shannon said, it was you could infer that the young lady in the wife in the commercial wanted this product. So then the commercial goes on. The woman documents her year-long journey on the Peloton about, you know, basically waking up early and to get into writing, getting a shout out on the Peloton, which I know you've told me before is kind of exciting.
It's freaking amazing. Right? It's like a high.
So it's it goes through this. And then at the end of the commercial, basically she made the video montage for her husband as the following year's gift, I'm assuming, or maybe just showed him the following year or something like that.
As like a thank you.
Yeah, as a thank you kind of thing. So, you know, interesting. Like, it's kind of what I would say falls in the category of the go-to holiday, you know, trying to sell something commercial, in my opinion. Nothing out of the ordinary, but apparently people are outraged. I don't know how many people, probably not many.
I would guess a fair few.
They're outraged by this husband, the person, the man in the commercial, already giving his in-shape wife a piece of exercise equipment, expecting her to be even skinnier than she already is. So now we're going to go into our okay, not okay, and hopefully we haven't given it away yet or not. But
so, well,
yeah, what else you got?
Let's talk about what the reaction to this is, because you brought this to my attention. I'd heard about it. I'd heard like some talk about it. And I was like, oh, I haven't even seen it. And like, it didn't really cross my mind. I already have a Peloton. I am like one of their, like, I've literally sold some of these bikes to people I know.
Yep.
Because they know I love it so much. And we've talked about it so many times. So I immediately am like, I don't even pay attention to the commercials because I already have one. I don't need one. Like,
true.
I am a commercial. But I think it's worth kind of diving into the controversy of what people are upset about.
Yeah.
Because I think it's the debate for me is almost whether people should be outraged, like whether it's justified or not.
Yeah, I think it's good. Yeah. Is it okay or not? Outrage over the Peloton commercial.
Yeah.
Okay or not okay.
Right.
Yeah. And I mean, I would say, what would you say?
I don't think the commercial has that much to it. But yeah. I think the question is whether the outrage. So you actually found some of the like comments.
Yes.
There's been articles written about this. This has been like spoofed by other people.
Yeah.
It's definitely mainstream, I think.
Right.
So what were some of the things you saw?
Well, like I said, that a lot of people were saying it was sexist. They're saying that the man giving, you never give a piece of exercise equipment as a gift, apparently, especially to your significant other. Was a lot of people were commenting about, you know, the fact that this woman was already in shape. It tries to, I mean, it creates a lot of, you know, anxiety, and to, if you want her to be even more, you know, lose weight,
like
even
she pressure. Has
no, yeah, exactly. And then that was the main crux of what I saw a lot of debate was about how it was sexist, apparently.
And didn't you say it was like one tweet about like, what did the tweet say?
There were several tweets about essentially, like you said, the commercial documents the year-long journey of a 116-pound woman to a 112-pound woman. And like, that's about the ridiculous of, I guess they're insinuating the ridiculous of a already fit woman exercising to lose 4 pounds.
Oh, people.
Yeah, but people, it's just, and I think people are just, it's.
So I've actually, we've talked about before, like, this day and age, I don't think people are any more sensitive so much. Like, I think the sensitivities, and I'll talk more about this in a minute, have always been there. I think the fact that we have so much media all over the place and we have such easy access to share our feedback out into the void, like Twitter, I think that's why we hear so much more about people's outrage. Because, like, you hear, like, boycotts on social media, like, if a brand pisses a bunch of people off, then usually it's coming from a place on social media, Facebook, Twitter, wherever. And it builds steam because that's where people, like, get their emotions out there. But I think that people used to do this. Like, that used to exist. And everybody's entitled to their feelings. But I want to bring up one thing about their feelings. And this is a little bit more on the psychological side. But I think a lot of what it is people projecting their own crap, their own insecurities, their own feelings of inadequacy, of, you know, struggle to fit a societal norm that they don't feel like they're ever going to fit. There's probably a good chunk of women, especially out there, who feel like mainstream media in general just badger them into this constant stream of needing to be better. It's just this ongoing pressure of, you are not enough, you are not thin enough, pretty enough, you know, makeup clean, makeup free enough. Like, there's so many things. And that's how people sell products, is to your fears. However, while that's warranted and everything, I think the outrage to a commercial like this, there are a lot of people out there who do believe passionately and are very, very dedicated to their health. And I think the people pushing this outrage to the company, saying that the company screwed up or that they've done something wrong, is just bull honky. And that's where I get annoyed, is that they're trying to make the company a scapegoat for all of their own insecurities and all of their own stresses. They feel these pressures, so they are going to put it on the company that this is their fault that they feel this way. When in reality, it's a million things that they've seen and experienced throughout their entire life and has now manifested into this pile of insecurities that they're likely feeling. I'm a bit passionate about this subject, as you can tell, because I've worked in social media and PR for years. Decades, almost.
Yes.
I'm getting really old. Yeah. But this is something that I have seen time and time again, where people feel empowered to generate these sort of social cults and, like, these movements online to try to gather people of like-minded opinions, but then not just express their feelings, but go out and try to change other people's perceptions as well. So that when it gets to that point, that's where I start to get irritated. I don't know if this has gone that far. I think it's an overreaction for sure.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if people start saying things like boycott Peloton, I'm going to lose my ish.
Yeah. I'm looking some of these response for the actual kind of Twitter outrage. And it's just like some guy commented, nothing says maybe you should lose a few pounds like getting your already rail thin wife or already rail thin life partner a Peloton.
But who's to say you don't actually know that this woman, maybe she's like super stressed out because she's trying to make it to spin classes, spending a fortune on a fancy gym membership, can't make it to half the classes, wasting her money, and has been stressing herself and her husband out about this problem. This bike solves a lot of pain points for people who are passionate about fitness.
This is exactly what happened with you.
That's exactly what happened.
I didn't have enough money to buy you a Peloton for Christmas.
So I bought it for my birthday.
Yeah. So you bought it for yourself. Yes, this, you are this woman.
I am.
Except for the rich husband part.
I mean, it's just like it sad that, like, something that really does serve such a great purpose is getting, like, why shouldn't, why can a woman not be freaking excited to get a piece of amazing technology? I mean, clearly these people don't know what this bike is. Yeah. That's what it comes down to. They just see it
as a piece of exercise equipment. Like, yeah, it's a piece of technology that is, like,
an amazing piece of technology. It connects you to people. And that's what I think this ad showed.
Yep.
Very briefly.
Yeah.
It probably just enough to, like, whet your appetite if this is something you're interested in. But it shows you, like, you can literally do it at any time of the day. If you get up early in the morning, maybe not. Maybe there's a blizzard outside your freaking door and you can't get to the gym anyways.
Yep.
Oh, no problem. There's a Peloton right there. Oh, there's a community that you become part of. You actually get called out by name.
Mm-hmm.
And you can give people high fives. And it makes you feel like you're a part of something. The people criticizing this have no concept of that at all.
No.
They'd never even bothered to look at or look into this, and probably from, like, my perspective as a PR professional and someone who does a decent amount of crisis work for companies, Peloton probably hasn't bat too much of an eye at this. Like you said, that the stock prices have been affected.
Yep.
They've gone down a bit. They probably wobbled a bit, but I guarantee you that this is not going to be a long-standing thing.
No.
Like, after the holiday season, their stock's going to bounce right back because at the end of the day, they've got a solid product. The people complaining are not their target market.
There you go.
These are people who either never wanted this bike, have no place for this bike, don't even want to understand what this is. So they're just writing off the commercial.
Yeah, so Peloton did respond, and they said that our holiday spot was created to celebrate that fitness and wellness journey. While we're disappointed in how some have misinterpreted this commercial, we are encouraged by and grateful for the outpouring of support we've received from those who understand what we are trying to communicate.
Booyah.
And
yeah.
They also sent to different news outlets, they sent emails containing the people who commented on how grateful they were for Peloton.
Yeah, and, like, that is when you know you have a really great community, is when they're the ones that speak for you.
Yep.
A brand, if your brand doesn't actually have to speak up and defend themselves, and they can just put forth the defense of their most loyal customers and their most loyal audience, that is, like, you can't argue with that.
Mm.
And that is, I'm glad to hear that so many other people have spoken up because, yeah, I think the outrage is the expression of emotion. Fine, you can share your opinion. Social media, that's where it's basically a community post board. It's community bitch fest for some people. But it's the, like, the major outrage are people, like, throwing around, like, you know, really drastic injustice kind of things and saying, like, you know, they're not feminists or something. That's just absurd.
Yeah.
And they need to simmer down.
So okay. To summarize, on the Peloton commercial controversy, okay or not okay? The controversy.
The controversy, I would say silly.
Not okay. I agree. And that's just kind of echo the things you said. There are some men and women, and it goes both ways, that would love exercise equipment for Christmas.
If you bought me a really wonderful quality piece of exercise equipment, like a Peloton, like, let's say, like, their tread.
Yeah.
I don't even like to run.
Mm-hmm.
Don't like to run that much. But because I know what it is and, like, the quality it is, I would still be flipping out of my mind.
Yeah.
I'd be so excited. I would make every effort to use that thing that I possibly could because I would be so excited for what it was.
Excellent. That's what I...
Not that... I'm not asking for that for Christmas, by the way.
You know that. I'm going to have to find this guy. I got to find that guy. See if he can get you one. And I agree. And we can go on the topic of people and outrage culture, but I think what you kind of said, it's more... I don't think people are more sensitive nowadays. I think maybe we have more methods to voice that sensitivity nowadays more so than ever.
It's the technology that has made our culture this real time, instantaneous instant gratification sort of sharing community. Mm-hmm. Like in the digital landscape, not in real life, mind you. We are not sharers in real life, let's be honest. Yep. But in the digital landscape, anonymity is just the like empowerment juice of every person with a freaking mobile phone or computer.
Yep.
And they just sit there and they're like, I'm angry. I feel like triggered by this and I'm going to let everybody know. Hashtag, I hate you all.
Yeah, it's, I think we've said it before, it's almost paradoxical. Paradoxical?
I don't know. That sounds like a dinosaur.
Paradox, right? Paradoxical.
That sounds like a word, but your first one sounded like a dinosaur.
It did. You're true. That's right. But the fact that we are more connected now, more so than ever, through social media, but we are also more isolated.
Yep.
Because we don't actually communicate.
Yeah. With each other. We'll hide behind our devices, and we'll shout out swear names and and hurtful words to anyone that will listen. I mean, just imagine you're walking down the street and there's just some random kind of nutty person with their window open in their apartment yelling obscenities to the street. Mm-hmm. It's basically what social media has turned into.
Yeah. So for all those out there that are possibly interested in giving their significant other a piece of exercise equipment, don't be afraid. If you know your significant other, you know that they would love a quality piece of exercise equipment or maybe some sort of fitness accessory, I say go for it.
Yeah, if you can afford it.
Yeah, I mean, no, I'm and
do not
what I say,
go into debt.
Fitness
for that.
Accessory, you know, a good pair of, you know, exercise clothes, pants, shirt, you know, compression shorts. I know
he's giving me the eyebrow lift.
So that's what I say. Don't be scared to give your loved one a piece of fitness equipment or accessory.
It's not the extreme of the car. Like if someone bought me a car, this is not like to say anything about you. I'm sure you have very good taste. But if you just went out and bought me a car and I had no say in it, I'm not going to lie. I'd probably still look at you and go, really? Why? Because I'm very picky about the cars that I like.
True.
So I don't understand those commercials for many reasons, but they're idiotic.
Yeah.
This, however, is like a legitimate dream come true. If someone got you this and you wanted it, this is like a game changer. This is a life changer.
I agree.
So I kind of agree with the commercial.
Yes. Thank you, Peloton. We are big fans of yours, as you've known for several years. So we are saying poo-poo to the controversy.
Saying let the fans of Peloton and the people whose lives have actually been changed by it speak up to all the haters, because that's all they are. Mm-hmm. And to all the haters, if you're just not familiar with this thing, then please go look at it and actually look at what you're criticizing before you criticize it again.
Right.
Because it's so not what you think.
Right. I agree.
Let your sensitivities be your own.
Mm-hmm. So speaking of this, since we are in the season of giving, guys, I'm running a food donation, a food drive for the Metropolitan Ministries, and guess what? You don't have to be in the state of Florida or the city of Tampa to donate. You can go to metromen.org and click the donate button there. You can do all kinds of online donations. You can go shop at their store virtually and buy food for the less fortunate in this area. So I really appreciate you guys contributing. Also, make sure you let us know how you're doing on the December challenges. 3 workouts a week and log your food. That's what we're looking for, guys. Let's ride out 2019 on a healthy note. Mm-hmm. And you got anything else for them?
No, I would just say in terms of your holiday gift giving this year, keep it simple. Keep it heartfelt and keep it realistic. Don't go too crazy. I think everybody out there can scale it back a little bit, be okay, put a little bit more thought, a little less money, you know, make it easier for yourself. You don't need to go buy a Peloton. We said that before, but hopefully it's not adding any extra stress, too much extra stress to your holiday.
All right, wise words to go out on. This has been another edition of the Addicted to Fitness podcast, and we'll check you next time.
I'm going to get on my bike.
For all things Addicted to Fitness, you can check out our website, addictedtofitnesspodcast.com. You can also give us a follow on Twitter, @TheATFPodcast, and like and follow the Addicted to Fitness Podcast Facebook page. Last but not least, please give us a rating and review in the iTunes store. Thanks.
I was like, I'm not prepared.
No.
I'm not prepared at all.
All right.
I'm very unprepared.
5, 4, 3...